Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Hey, you. Thanks for downloading and enjoying, subscribing, liking, leaving comments. You're so kind. Too kind. An argument could be made. Welcome to the show. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hey there, Darren.
And why wouldn't I take the Seahawks?
Oh, no. How'd that go for you?
I don't think it went well.
I did. I was doing really well. I think I did okay, but I had one real miss, and that was, for some reason, I thought the Carolina Panthers were going to win. It's just, I feel like whenever an NFL team fires a head coach, they always win the next game. But I need to take a look at the data, because I've made that bet a couple of times and gotten absolutely slaughtered every time.
Yeah, I took a pounding this week.
Did you?
Yes. I think it just goes to prove... It's not that I don't know anything about the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just any given Sunday, right, Dave?
That's why they play the games.
Any given Sunday.
That's why they play the game. Dog.
That's why it is not impossible for the beloved to run the table and then run the table in the playoffs.
No, it is impossible because they're going to get their ass kicked by the Packers.
Why? The Packers barely beat the Washington Redskins football club.
Yeah, I did watch that. That was something else.
Not impressed by anybody.
I lost a half a point.
Unless,
to Cleveland.
Of course, I had to actually like go up against them, and then they would like crush me into powder.
Well, we still have a Monday night game, but
right
now,
from my perch, yes. My couch, yes. I'm not impressed.
Right now, let's see. Our leaders are. We still got a Monday night game. John Murdog Murray, 75 points for the week. Took Baltimore, the Niners, the Chargers, the Titans, and the Rams. LA boy, there, huh? Then second place is Dr. Sergeant Pepper. Third place is Dustin One. Fourth place is Chris Spencer, tied for fourth place with Ham's Beer.
Yeah, but all
that's marvelous.
Overall, no one is walking away with this.
With the season?
No.
No.
So this is going to come right down to the final week.
As it always does. They've come up with a list of the nation's drunkest cities. I'm wondering how many of the drunkest cities in America... Can you name?
Waukesha.
Waukesha comes in at number 17.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's in the, they lump Waukesha in with the Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee, Waukesha, and West Allis, Wisconsin all together. But I'm going to give you that
one. That's only 17?
They look at the percentage of adults who drink excessively, the percentage of driving deaths involving alcohol, the number of premature deaths, and the median household income. And they have here the top 20 drunkest cities in America.
How many deaths do they rank that aren't premature? Hmm. That are very mature deaths?
You know, died, and when people came to the wake, they said, died very maturely.
It's like when Kirk Douglas got T-boned at that intersection, everyone said, very mature death.
He's 103 years old today.
103 today.
Yeah. Natalie Wood's still dead. Let's see.
He had a hand in that?
Natalie Wood.
And Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas almost killed Natalie Wood. I'll let you guys look up that story. Kirk Douglas is not somebody we need to be celebrating.
I didn't say that I was.
No. I didn't say that you were. Just saying, I've seen some celebration of Kirk Douglas today, and I don't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt it.
As you can imagine, four of the top five...
Oh, he loved those striped shirts, though.
Four of the top five drunkest cities in America have this in common. They're all in Wisconsin. Here's the list. Appleton is number one.
The Foxes.
Followed by Oshkosh. Followed by Green Bay. Which, honestly, that's all kind of the same area. Like, Appleton to Green Bay is only like a half an hour, right?
My guess is, though, that if I spent any time up there...
And I think Oshkosh is in between the two, yes.
If I spent any time up in that region, I wouldn't... I don't think you guys drink all that much.
Okay.
I didn't...
No.
Didn't seem odd to me.
The thing is, when I do go up there... You're right. It feels like, everybody's on the same page up here.
Yeah, the homeland.
Yeah.
These are my people.
It goes Appleton, then Oshkosh, then Green Bay, then Madison, and number five is Fargo, North Dakota.
What about Minnesota?
Numbers.
You've got to have some sort of representation from Minnesota.
Minnesota is not in the top 20.
Not in there at all.
Huh. No, oh, wait a minute. That's not true. Mankato.
Oh, sure.
Number 10 on the list. Ames, Iowa comes in at number 8. La Crosse, Fond du Lac, Ames, Eau Claire, and then Mankato. Then Wausau, then Sheboygan. I mean, it's just filthy with Wisconsin. Janesville, Beloit, Racine.
I went on that pub crawl, and yeah. I didn't notice anything.
We went up there years ago, and I took a couple of buddies up there. You've heard this story. We were at a bar in Pulaski, Wisconsin. They got on a bus with a bunch of dudes they didn't know, and it was just, and they were just drove off.
Leaving you behind?
Yeah, but it was fine. We had accordion music, and they were serving up Polish brandy shooters. It was a great time.
You didn't go with them?
No. I was busy doing my own thing. What's your friend doing there?
What?
Well, you got a buddy who's... You got a buddy...
I got a bud?
No, you're fine. There's a squirrel looking in as we do the podcast. Oh, now I see now him. He's hiding. He was looking at... And I wish I'd taken a picture. He was staring
at you. How's he my buddy?
Because you're St. Francis of Assisi anymore. You love the animals so much. I think it's your energy. You have some sort of cavorka with the animals. Not in a sexual way. It's just that they enjoy being around you. The squirrels don't come to the house unless you're here doing a podcast.
It's not entirely unsexual.
Well, it's a magnetism. I think that's the word I was struggling to come up with. An absolute magnetism. Yeah, Wisconsin is home of the top 20 drunkest cities.
You're not trying to gaslight me, are you?
With what?
With a squirrel that doesn't exist?
No.
Try to make me... I don't see him now. Is it... Do you still see him?
No, I don't see him anymore.
Okay. All right, good.
No. If any... Are you saying I'm seeing squirrels that aren't there?
I don't know.
Am I the crazy one? Have I lost my mind? We want to get into the top five things, although I did have a burning question on the text line, Darren.
Okay.
You can text us anytime you want. The phone number is 470-23-NACHO. 470-23-NACHO. Here's one. I'm getting caught up on the podcasts, and I'm wondering what Darren's grandmother's cabbage recipe is. What's the recipe for the cabbage that you make every year?
It's just
don't want to give that out? Is that a family secret?
No, it's just that it's like a shredded cabbage.
Okay.
That you would cover in water and then boil.
Well, that's not a recipe. That's just boiling cabbage.
So far it is.
I don't want to tell. I mean, you're.
So far that's.
I'm sure your grandma was a lovely woman, but sounds like a lousy cook.
So that's that. So there's that, mm-hmm. And then what you would be doing after you boil the cabbage, and then you would be adding bacon, and you would be adding a little bit of vinegar.
Bacon.
Yes,
you cook the bacon beforehand, fry it up, I imagine.
Yeah. And then a little bit, some cooked bacon, mm-hmm. And then a little bit of tomato diced up, and then you would be adding a little bit of vinegar.
You dice the tomato yourself, or you get the canned diced tomatoes?
No, I dice the tomatoes.
Of course you do.
And then you would use some sort of thickening agent as far as like a starch or something like that.
Okay.
And then some caraway seed. And then you would let it cook, and then
this
basically,
is very involved.
And then basically, what you would have that you would have that cabbage, and mm-hmm. Then you would serve it over a dumpling.
How long does that kitchen smell like cabbage? Like a week? Can you get the smell out of your house?
Not long enough for me.
Really? I mean, yes. You'd like a Yankee candle.
I was cooking with cabbage this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Really.
It's
by the way, that's the name of Darren's new podcast, Cooking with Cabbage, on the Nacho Radio Network.
It's actually a vlog.
Vlog.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. It's you know.
People would watch that.
Uh-huh.
Be careful of the jokes you make, because now we're going to get people saying, I would totally watch that.
Cooking with Cabbage.
What were you doing with cabbage this weekend?
Making a vegetable soup.
Excellent.
But with a lot of cabbage. One whole head.
Well, so is that your whole...
And which is apparently, it's mine to eat, because Rhonda says I won't eat it.
When you make the cabbage, mm-hmm. And you have that smell, I have to imagine it brings back some pleasant memories of grandma, right?
It didn't this weekend.
No?
But if...
Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes
well,
it doesn't.
Well, no, because I wasn't making her recipe this weekend.
Right, you were doing something
different. If I was making her recipe, then yes, that would bring back a... pleasant memories, yeah.
That's fantastic. I've got five things here. These are the top five things. Can we get into these?
I think we probably should.
Wonderful.
I'm losing numbers with my vlog. The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear presenting Frightmare Before Christmas. It is one weekend and one weekend only. This weekend, as a matter of fact. on Friday and Saturday, December 13th, and Saturday, December 14th, from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $20. VIP and Fast Pass tickets are $25. Save $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited. If you'd like to get those in advance, you can do so by getting those online at QCFactoryOfFear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction. They are located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, a zombie...
Twitch!
Zombie Santa.
There's a place I know where the zombies go called Twitch Claws.
Twitch!
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 Twitch! Twitch! The Grinch Man and Krampus.
Rock is gonna roll with all his might in bedrock.
Twitch! 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 This is not your shopping mall, Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event, Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presenting Frightmare Before Christmas. Two nights again, only December 13th and 14th. That's this weekend, Factory of Fear, an Illinois top 10 haunt the last 4 years. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one of their fantastic sandwiches, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's one of my favorites, and I'm sure it's one of yours. Whatever your favorite is, make sure that you turn it in to a combo with a chip and a medium drink at Capriati's, again, on 53rd Street in Davenport. Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Number one.
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 Number one.
It's the holiday season, so hoop-dee-doo.
Now, I'm hearing
that
the latest scam, and I don't know if... I tell you what, I got scammed this weekend, and I'm just furious with myself.
Okay, you don't usually fall for these things.
I don't know if it was an intentional scam, but it was a scam.
Okay.
I went to... I took some cans back.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Did people tell you they liked how nice your shoes looked?
My shoes?
Okay, that's another story. Go ahead.
Okay. What, does someone like my shoes?
No, it's a different thing.
My shoes are very slippery.
I know. And that's why we're all nervous, especially this time of year.
These are shoes I should not be wearing at this time of year.
Well, there's a thing going on now. I'll just interrupt, because it's going to be, you're going to be obsessed with shoes. You won't be able to tell the story properly. There's a thing where these multi-leveling marketing people, you know, these pyramid schemes.
Yes.
They're hanging out at like the Walmart and the TJ Maxx, and they get you started by saying, I really like your shoes. Where did you get those? And the next thing you know, you owe somebody $20,000, and you've got a bunch of product in your garage, and you're bankrupt.
That's not going to happen.
Okay,
to me.
All right. Because if you'd fallen for that, I wouldn't know.
My shoes not only are super slippery, they leave marks. They track a lot.
Yeah, I know. I have to clean up after you every time you come in this house.
So you're aware of this?
Yeah, no, you leave marks all the way over. And I know, yeah.
It's the shoes. It's okay. Not me.
Yeah, and I know.
So I know. You know,
I got to take a Bona out every time you leave and wipe up after you.
What's a Bona?
It's a squeegee thing I got
to
do.
So this is what happened to me.
Are you going to get new shoes? Because that would make my Christmas merry and bright.
It's a good gift. It's a very thoughtful gift. So I went and took some cans back.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter how much money I got from the cans.
You don't want to admit how much you had to drink.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. But do they have limits? Like,
yes, they would.
Okay.
I've never been over the limit.
Okay.
So there's that.
Okay.
But having said that,
I might say $7. Knowing you, he's taking his finger and hitting his nose. Knowing you like I think I know you, I'm going to say $7.
So anyway, it doesn't matter what it is. So I take this money that I have, and I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to throw it in my tank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw it in my gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
That's smart.
So I put it in, I go to pump, let's say $7 worth of gas into my car. I get in the car, and I start driving away. And then I notice, and it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed the level on my on the gas,
right?
Where it tells you how much gas you've got,
right?
I've been ripped off. But how do you go back and say you didn't pump the gas gauge didn't change? I didn't get any of my gas.
Wait a minute. What you're suggesting is a serious crime.
Yes.
You're saying that you pumped gas. You watched it go up. You probably went and you said, give me $7 on number three.
I saw it maybe. Let's say seven.
All right. Here's $7.25. I want to put it on number three. And then you pumped $7.25 in. And you're telling me that...
Yes.
No, the needle didn't move at all.
It didn't move. And then I was like, how do I go back and how are they going to believe that?
Well, because you put 2 gallons of gas in your car. How much a needle?
It would have moved a little. It would have moved plenty, buddy. Because what I did was, as a matter of fact, I went and put the same amount in to see how much it would make it move, and it moved significantly.
Yeah, I mean, you got a 15, 16 gallon tank.
It's not a big tank.
Yeah, I mean, that's a percentage enough. You should notice movement.
You're going to notice movement.
No.
But how do you go back and say, I didn't gain gas?
I think you go back and say that exactly. And because here's the thing, if this... Was it on the Iowa side or the Illinois side?
It's on the Iowa side.
Yeah, if they get
caught... That's fraud!
No, you can lose your license for that. If the Secretary of Agriculture finds out that happens, that's a big fine.
It's
too
late for me to do anything about it now except for to bitch about it on this podcast.
Okay, well, after we're done talking, I want to know...
this is the scam that I'm hearing about.
You're saying this happens regularly?
No, this is the first time it's ever happened. That's why I was so suspicious of the gauge never moving.
Yeah.
It was possible that my gauge wasn't working, but then I put gas in it again and it moved, Jerry. Yeah. It moved.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on board.
So, but this is what I'm understanding. You know how anymore the big thing is they'll ask you if you want your receipt or not?
Yeah.
And people will say, I don't want my receipt?
Yeah.
They're saying now, always get your receipt.
I tell you why I always get my receipt when I fill up at the pump.
I'm not talking about at the pump. I'm talking about anywhere.
I always get the receipt because I have it in my head that at some point in my life, they're going to erroneously call the police on me for stealing gas. I don't know why it's a fear of mine that at some point they're going to say, that guy drove off without paying us. And in my head, I've already got it figured out. Like, no, officer, here's my receipt. That's been a fear of mine since I've been driving. I've been terrified that I'm going to get pulled over for stealing gas. I don't know why that is.
From what I'm understanding is that people will, if you're not asking for your receipt, they'll just basically like do a cash back type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, to me...
But you saw the pump. That's the problem.
I saw the pump, but I wasn't... paying that much attention.
Right, but did you hear the gas coming out of
I thought I did. Maybe I didn't.
Like when you took the nozzle, did you notice there any drippage you had to be mindful of?
No, I don't know where my head was.
Yeah. Well, because this is what makes you a great mark. You're not on your toes.
What are you, just pumping air? Hey, I'm the sort of guy who has paid for gas and then drove off without getting it. How many times have you done that?
Never in my life.
Because I've done that. I've done that at least a handful of times.
Never in my life.
One time I was on the bridge and I had to come back.
Oh, that's not good.
No. It's not good.
No. Wow. So you got taken.
All I'm saying is get your receipts.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip.
And don't forget to play Angry Birds.
Number one. One.
Number one. Did I tell you that one's a problem now with the holidays?
What? Am I going to love it?
He's got a little bit of a...
Has he got a little bit of a bah humbug thing going?
A little bit.
Which is, for a 10-year-old, really shouldn't be acceptable.
We're doing some Christmas stuff over the weekend, and I think it'd be a good idea to have some Christmas tunes on, you know?
Oh, well,
and
yeah,
I got the Christmas tunes on, and he's already sick to death of the Christmas music.
Yeah, sure he
is. And the song that he really despises is... It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
He hates that song.
Yeah.
And like the last two or three times it's been on, he just makes all these noises. And I'm like, what is your problem? What's your problem with this song? So his problem is, there's the beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And then he says, at one point in the song, he goes... And mom and dad can hardly wait till school starts back again.
Oh, sure.
So Owen goes... It's not even Christmas break, and this guy's talking about how we have to go back?
It's a cheap shot.
Christmas break hasn't even started, and this guy's laughing.
Yeah, trying to get you back.
He's laughing at the fact that we got to go back to school. It's a big joke to him, Dad.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, yeah, it's, it's just, you know.
Yeah, good for him hearing that and pointing it out.
Like, Christmas break hasn't even started
now,
yet.
This
guy's singing about how we got to go back to school.
Now, will he have a Christmas pageant again this year? Or is he done with those?
No, they have their performance that they do. Yeah, you want to come? And this will be his last one. There's dancing this year.
This is his last one.
Last one at elementary school, yeah.
Right. Now, will you get as, you won't get as emotional about it now as you have in the past. It's a little bit of, it's. Let's face it, it's different for fifth graders or whatever it is to be singing as opposed to kindergarten and first grade.
Right, well, because the innocence is removed, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're a little kid singing about Christmas. Now he's, you know, he gets annoyed at the holidays.
Yeah, he's making up his own lyrics.
And this guy, I mean, we're 2 weeks away from break starting, and this guy's cutting jokes about how we got to go back to school.
So it's not quite as, it doesn't evoke quite as much emotion.
No, but I'll tell you the other thing that ruined that was the boy, because the year he found out that I always cry whenever I hear Christmas Time Is Here from Charlie Brown Christmas, he would chase me around the house singing it to make me cry. So that's kind of taken a little bit of the old shine off the Christmas ornament as well.
Yes.
I might get a little choked up though, just because, you know, it's the last one and there's something about little kids.
Well, last one in elementary school.
Yeah.
They do it in middle school?
I don't know.
You probably have to join something in middle school.
Yeah, he's in.
You probably have to actually be part of a choir.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. It just there's something about the sound of children singing Christmas songs that gets to me. I don't know what it is. But, yeah.
But little kids.
I don't, you know what, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how emotionally wrecked I am at this thing when it happens. But I think I'll be cool. I think I held my stuff together okay for fourth grade.
Yeah.
First and second grade, I was just a blubbering mess.
Sure.
Ugh.
Number one.
Number one.
Speaking of the holidays, Walmart apologizing for a Christmas sweater that was on their website.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen this?
I did.
It's Santa Claus sitting in front of a bunch of rails of cocaine.
Cocaine, yes.
And it says, "Let it snow."
Well, you guys want your presents or you don't want your presents? Let me know.
Santa looks like he's been up all night.
Well, Santa has been up all night, more than just all night. Santa's not really getting any good sleep. Santa's doing what we call vampiring, which is
up all night talking to the elves.
Well, you just kind of, sometimes you just try to be quiet and say nothing, but you're not really sleeping because you can't sleep.
Yeah, it's Santa. It's
but
a
there's
Chris,
no
it's
reason like a, why you just can't sit there and relax and close your eyes for a little while. But Santa Claus is not asleep.
This picture, I mean, Santa's obviously been
is
doing
still
blow
available?
All night long. No, they pulled it from their website and they apologize. They say, you know, this does not reflect our values. Then how did it get on your website?
Well, it reflected some buyer's value.
Let it snow, and there's Santa sitting on a couch with a coffee table full of blow.
Yeah, they used to call it snow.
And he's got a straw in one hand.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, yeah. It's not Santa's first time.
So it's not a sweatshirt that looks like Santa's doing cocaine. He's doing cocaine.
Well, I mean, what would you say? He's making this face. Arr! And there's three lines in front of him on a table.
Uh-huh.
And the description, I think, really takes any doubt as to what this sweater's about. The description on the Walmart website read, "We all know how snow works. It's white, powdery, and the best snow comes straight from South America."
Oh, boy.
"That's bad news for jolly old Saint Nick, who lives far away in the North Pole. That's why Santa really likes to savor the moment when he gets his hands on some quality grade A Colombian snow."
Gotcha.
So, like,
okay,
this isn't
so
a case where it's like,
it's not a mistake.
It's not like, I could see how you think that's cocaine for Santa Claus.
Right.
No, no, no. That is
very
cocaine.
Intentional.
There was another sweater, I guess, where it was Santa Claus roasting his chestnuts in front of a fireplace. Mm. That's also been removed. But the fact that he's doing coke, not really a part of the Santa Claus myth.
I gotcha.
It would explain how he's able to get all that done in one night.
Does.
But no.
And the reindeer.
Well, yeah, why
how
do you think...
How do they fly? Because they're reindeer exist. Reindeer
yes.
exist. Flying
yeah.
reindeer?
Yeah.
Only with the cocaine.
Why do you think Rudolph's nose is red?
Oh.
He's got a problem.
Has had a problem.
Two.
She thinks I'm cute, man. Let's talk about it all night long.
Less than 3 weeks, right?
Until Christmas?
We're done with it.
As we're sitting here in the Capriotti studio, we are 16 days away. 16 days away from Christmas. Yeah.
It insists upon itself. It really does.
Bum, bum. A bum 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 bum, and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too, another one bites the dust.
Paul Volcker make the,
Yeah, he's dead, but that's not who I'm talking
about.
Okay,
who are you talking about? Not Kirk Douglas.
No, still alive.
He's,
Carol Spiney is dead.
Yes.
Carol Spiney dead at the age of 85.
Now, I could have swore that Big Bird has been dead two or three different times. Is that not the case?
This is his first. He is, I will share with you, someone that every year I pick in my Deadpool. So, yay
and
for
this
me.
And this year again, too?
15 points, yep.
Boy, I could have swore that Big Bird and the Cookie Monster have been dead more than a couple times.
Cookie Monster's still very much alive.
Oh.
But Oscar the Grouch. And Big Bird are played by Carol Spiney, and he died over the weekend at the age of 85, living with dystonia for some time. This guy...
Disturbia?
Dystonia, which I guess is rhythmic muscle movements. Oh. It doesn't sound like it's very much fun. Yeah, he was Big Bird.
And does not make Big Bird very believable.
It's crazy to me that Big Bird and Oscar were the same guy. It's like when you realize that, you know, every single Warner Brothers cartoon, that's just one guy doing all those voices. But this is Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird.
Yeah.
Now, I know there were scenes where the two of them hung out together.
Had conversations.
Right. I don't know how they did that. He must have been very fast.
Yeah.
I'm very limited in my puppeteering skills.
Right.
When I used to do Spank, I was not a graduate of the Jim Henson Creature Workshop.
Somehow he was capable of making it very believable.
Mm-hmm. What was that, a shot at me?
No, more of a shot at Spank.
Yeah, he was Big Bird for years and years, only retired a couple of years ago, but the guy, and he was inside the Big Bird suit, and had his hand up Oscar the Grouch and all of that, dead at the age of 85. You know what that does, though?
That makes it a lot easier. They can't see your mouth moving when you're actually in the costume.
That's true. So, not a ventriloquist. No.
Never said that he was, though.
Yeah, but you're right. That would be a lot easier.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah.
And then it's a lot easier to do the Grouch, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he in that uniform, too?
I think he was the one manipulating the Grouch as well, yes.
Never in the same scene, those two?
I feel like they were, but they must have done some sort of trickery for that. I
hope he got double pay. Boy, you would think that would come up.
I'm looking at my check here. Hey, I'm only getting paid for the bird.
And this SOB over here only does Kermit.
Well, that SOB runs the company. So. I believe he was also Ernie.
Doesn't matter where you work. There's always going to be. There's got to be friction.
I'm doing the bird and the Grouch.
To the bird.
This son of a bitch is just doing the frog.
His name's on your paycheck.
And by the way, everybody, I guess I got to be the ass that says it. That frog sounds just like he does.
The rainbow, connection, my ass. The Dave and Darren top five thing. Easy being green. The top five.
Yeah, that's him making fun of all of us. Yeah. How it's easy to be green. He's not even doing a voice.
That's not a voice.
That's
how
his voice.
The Dave and Darren top five things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. And right now through Christmas, they have extended hours through Christmas Eve. And through Christmas Eve at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, their holiday sale is going on, offering additional savings off their already low sale prices. Spend $100 and they will knock off an extra $20. Spend $250, they'll knock off $50. Spend $500, they will take $100 off your bill. And if you spend $1,000, you'll get an additional $200 off. Make the holidays sparkle without busting your budget. Spectacular Christmas savings now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Experience the wow factor and choose from their unique selection of fine and fashion jewelry now at spectacular savings. If you're looking for the perfect ring, a special gift, or a stocking stuffer, take advantage of the spectacular savings at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, again, in the Village of East Davenport. When you're there, make sure with a purchase you mention Nacho Radio. You'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner, the podcast originating from Capriotti's
terrific
sandwich shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And with the holidays being here, remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriotti's. When you're there, enjoy all the great sandwiches, the soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get it grilled. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only make you pay for the price of a small one.
Number three.
Brewery in North Carolina had to pull their winter ale from the shelves after the North Carolina Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission made a visit. The beer was being sold in cans that featured erotic imagery involving the reindeer.
See, I wouldn't mind a job where I show up and people get nervous.
Do you remember when the state gaming board knocked in my office door? And do you remember when that happened?
Because of the gambling?
So we had a, this was when we had already had
a couple tournaments.
Texas Hold'em was huge. We had a thing at the radio station where we were doing a Texas Hold'em. It cost nothing to play.
Yes.
And then the winners of each round would go on to play one final game, and the winner would get a flat screen TV. And that's when that was like a very luxurious item. Like, ooh, a flat screen TV.
Yeah.
Well, so it was an enormous hit, and we did a handful of them, and I think we had one more to do. And you know, the other side of the street, I guess, didn't like that we were, you know, having some success, so they called the Iowa State Gaming Board on us. I'm sitting in my office, and this guy kicks in my door. He kicks in my door like it was a jar. This guy comes and he kicks in, and he goes, "I'm from the Iowa State Gaming Commission. I'm here to shut you down,
Jack."
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, okay, well, this is a radio station. I don't know what your problem is. We got a report that you're doing illegal gambling, Jack, and you're running illegal gambling. I go, yeah, we're playing poker, but nobody's paying any money. Yeah, it's not gambling. And he goes, we were told that it's a sweepstakes and that you got people paying an entry fee. I go, no, that's categorically not true.
Yeah.
We ran this by our legal department. We're just playing poker to win a television. And this guy goes, I came all the way from Des Moines for this.
Jack.
I go, I don't, what do you want me to do? He goes, well, I don't understand why I had to come all the way here.
I'm here on business.
I'm here on business. And I'm like,
I didn't tell you to come here.
If you would have called me on the phone, I could have, you know,
yeah.
He wanted that big moment where he kicked in my door. Listen here, Jack, shutting you down, taking you downtown to Chinatown, Jack.
See, I would like a job where people are nervous when I show up. Not that they have any reason to be, because nothing happens. But just so they're nervous.
Well, this reindeer design, it had all the reindeer doing erotic things to each other on the beer can. And they had to get rid of that now and replace it with G-rated can art.
Oh, brother.
The reindeer design, since it wasn't going
to... Don't you have to be over 21 to purchase alcohol?
Yes. So somebody got bothered by, somebody got offended that the reindeer were having sex on a can of beer, and, you know, made a phone call, and then the state came and shut them down, Jack! Can't have these erotic reindeer on our cans of beer, Jack!
Now, you're... Presidential candidate Joe Biden is making his way across to Iowa in his No Malarkey tour.
Yes, challenging people to push-up contests, yes.
Yeah. You want to do push-ups? Doesn't he strike you as the sort of guy that would be offering everybody a stick of gum.
Here you go, buddy.
Hey, Jack. Here you go, Jack. Here, have a slice of gum. Have a stick of gum, Jack.
How much money do you think an airline flight attendant makes in a year? What do you think a salary is for a flight attendant?
They don't charge them for travel.
Yeah, that's. I mean, there are some perks, right?
How much do they make a year? What did you say?
Well, I got a story here of a Delta Airlines flight attendant who got fired because she stole a carton of milk.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's alleged that she did. She denies that it happened. In fact, she's filing a lawsuit against Delta, saying that the airline and her coworkers orchestrated a smear campaign against her. Here's the thing. She was a flight attendant for Delta for 57 years.
Oh, boy.
79-year-old Delta Airlines flight attendant.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Can I get you some Bosco?
79-year-old stewardess.
79-year-old stewardess.
She says they did this smear campaign to get rid of her because she'd been on the job for over 50 years. Her annual salary, 79-year-old waitress in the sky.
Where they get, like, what, raises every year?
Perks galore and a annual salary of $250,000 a year.
Are you kidding me?
$250,000. $1,000 a year. See,
now, I could put up with a lot of, even 57 years of grab ass for that sort of thing.
She's 79. She'd been flying with Delta since 1962. I will say this. I'm looking at a picture of her. She looks like she's in her 50s.
Yeah.
She's damn near 80.
Yeah.
But they're saying that she stole a carton of milk, and that's why they had to fire her. She says, I couldn't believe it. I've been accused of so many things and none were true. I try not to take it personally, but when you get mean about me and start lying, that's a problem. According to court documents filed in L.A., this...
So you're saying you think she put up with plenty of grab ass.
Oh, my... 1962? Oh,
I get it. I get it. Where it was encouraged.
Ida Gomez-Llanos. She says she got her first write-up in 60 years in April of 2018. She believes that since Delta could hire and pay...
Otherwise, it would have been a perfect record.
Well, this is it. She did the math. She goes, I'm doing the math here. They could pay four flight attendants for what they're paying me.
Yeah, I bet.
So they want to do whatever they can do to get rid of me. She says she was an exemplary employee until she was terminated, earned multiple company rewards and stellar reviews from customers. But they say, no, we caught you stealing some milk, so that's why we fired you. I don't think there's any question this woman probably didn't steal the milk.
But we got to make something happen.
We can't have an 80-year-old stewardess making 250 grand a year.
No.
Five.
Number five.
Just to be clear, I'm very much on her side for all of this. Don't fly Delta until they make it right for this woman. Finally, number five, mother upset with her kid's haircut, slams her car into the barber shop.
Bail.
Police searching for a woman who witnesses say intentionally drove her car into a barber shop when she was
dissatisfied. Sometimes it's a lawyer's office, sometimes it's a barber shop.
Bail. She was unhappy with the haircut that her son had just gotten on Wednesday. This happened at 3:45 at the Delta barber shop. No relation
See,
to the
now,
last
I
story.
I wasn't going
to
run my car into the gas station.
Well, you would have been okay doing it, I think.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's just
I don't think anyone would have.
Just
no jury would have convicted you, man.
It's not my style.
The suspect was causing a scene outside the shop, dissatisfied with her son's haircut. Barbara went outside to record her license plate, and that's when she decided she was going to try and run him over. Barbara knocked into the store's glass windows, breaking them. Sustained major leg injuries and was transported to a hospital. Yeah. So they're looking for this woman in a blue 2006 Toyota the Prius. This is out in California. That's going to do it, I believe, for today's top five things.
Which has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Stop by for an eggnog latte during your holiday shopping and try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those make great Christmas gifts, as do the gift cards at the East Moline Coffee Company. Enjoy some biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done in our specialty programming, our patron-only podcasts, which one will be coming up next week, so get signed up today. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And remember, when you're there for lunch or dinner, to mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
We're tanks for